Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We made it to Friday. Good morning. 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You got Dustin Fiocco on the updates this morning. A morning where we are mourning the ending of the Pistons season.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Look, they were not outmatched in this series. And you can be proud of the fight, the comeback efforts, the grit, the season as a whole. At the same time, should have won this series.
You can make an argument that obviously they should have been up 3-1. They should have been up 3-2. They could have maybe even swept New York. You can make all those arguments, but the reality is
their season's over.
Their season's over, and they didn't do enough to win enough games.
They blew fourth quarter leads, sizable fourth quarter leads, yeah, in three of their four losses.
That has to be the most surprising to me, that they blew so many leads in those games. And probably the most disappointing. I mean, you could talk about Malik Beasley, and you know,
and that's three Beasley to you. That's the best shooter on the planet to you.
He had a good first half in game one, and he had a good first half, and good first half in game six.
I would say a great first half in game six.
Yeah.
Including that shot at the buzzer.
The buzzer was, that was pretty cool.
God, hit the shimmy. And
yeah.
They needed him more, though, in the series.
Yes.
Because in between the games you're talking about, the middle four games, he shot, I just looked this up before the show, 8 of 34. He shot 24% from three in the middle four games of the series.
It's about half of what he was shooting during the season. It's a little bit more than just half, but
look, the playoffs, it ramps up. It's harder. You're not getting as many easy looks. He also just was not himself for a good chunk of this series.
No, he wasn't. And you, from watching at home, the final 4 seconds last night, I'm thinking to myself, as soon as that ball leaves Cade's hands, because you're watching, I'm watching two people. Yeah. I'm watching Cade to see if he takes the shot and you know, makes a big moment for himself, or Malik Beasley, who is the 3-point shooter on this team. Either of them could have had a shot, but the best shot would have been from Malik Beasley, because he was wide open and then the ball goes right through his. I don't have any problem with the confidence of being the best shooter. You got to have that confidence. He's not, but you got to be able to catch and shoot, especially in that moment. That was, it was the end of the season. So deflating.
It's frantic. You got 4 seconds. The whole time I'm thinking, you're taking too long. They're going to follow you. They end up running a set that generates a wide open look. They just can't catch and shoot the basketball. And that ended the season. The possession prior, it's Jalen Brunson. And he is both a mother flopper and a hell of a basketball player, John. He put up 40 in a closeout road environment. A great environment, by the way. That's as loud as Little Caesars Arena has been. That crowd got back into that game in the fourth. They were bumping. It was tough. Asar Thompson had defended him tough all game. The problem is he only played 22 minutes. Explain it. I can't. But Brunson hits a major shot at the end of that game to win it. And I don't know if you respect him anymore, Because I think people hate the way he plays, but at the same time, that's a crazy shot to hit. That's a superstar shot. That's a clutch player of the year shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shot that he generates for himself, and that's the difference between where he is at in his career and his abilities versus where Cade's at right now. I think there's a big difference watching, and I don't think in total over the course of the season that Jalen Brunson is an overall better player. I think Cade ultimately is, but in this series, Jalen Brunson was clearly the best player.
And specifically last night, he was the best player.
Got to have it. He goes for 40. Got to have it. And he makes the game-winning three.
Again, it's on the road. It's 40 points. It's with a great defender on him, and it's earning it. You know, I mean, I know he gets some cheap stuff, but he earned that three at the end of the game, creating his own separation on a great defender and burying the shot. Yeah, if you ask me who am I starting my franchise with, I'm picking Cade over Brunson 10 out of 10 times. But the best player on the floor last night was Jalen Brunson, and that's of the many reasons why that game didn't go the Pistons' way.
Yeah, I mean, he can be, you know, he can have the punchable face, he can be annoying, but you can't deny that he is a terrific basketball player.
So we'll open up the phones. I mean, why did their season end? Why did this happen, these fourth quarter blown leads? And if you want to sum up the season, I think everybody's proud of the progress the organization took this season. At the same time, it feels like the season shouldn't be over, right?
No, it was. And it wasn't like Carl Anthony Towns.
No, he's a no-show.
I mean,
he fouled out. Was he single digits or right around that?
10.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of felt like if you could hold him to 10.
I loved the chances.
Yeah. But then it was Anobi with 22. It was Bridges with 25. And obviously the 40 by Brunson. They didn't get anything from their bench. So you can't sit there and say, well, it was, you know, they had a six man or they had somebody come in and they didn't get many minutes at all, but they got a total of 6 points from their bench. Mitchell Robinson is a minus 10. Cameron Payne was a minus 4. Miles McBride was a minus 6. They got nothing from their bench. While the Pistons, Malik Beasley, he was plus 17. A lot of that had to do with what he did in the first half. Schroeder, as he was all you know, series, he was very consistent. He's a plus 7. And Paul Reed was a plus 3. Now, you're not getting much from Paul Reed.
But he used his 5 fouls, brought defense. That's what he's there to do. Yeah, look, the playoffs, you end up shorting your bench. Pistons only played 8 guys. That's kind of standard for the postseason. And their bench, I thought, was a strength in the series. Here's
but
the problem.
But they got big minutes from their bench.
Well, and here's the problem. Yeah, I mean, Beasley played 25 minutes. Schroeder played 30. Yeah, here's the problem, though. Those guys played at the expense of Asar Thompson. I needed more Asar Thompson. On a night where Brunson goes off for 40, I needed Asar Thompson to play 40 minutes. And I'll die with him on the floor. I don't understand why he checks him out. JB Bickerstaff takes him out with... There's about 4 minutes to go. They've got a 5-point lead, a lead. I want my best defenders on the floor. He only had 4 fouls at the time. I'm dying with him on the floor. If we lose, we lose. I'm not pulling him.
That's when you needed more minutes. I was fine with the way they were using his minutes because what were you going to take Beasley off the floor? Were you going to take Schroeder, who has been very
consistent?
How about
Hardaway? You could take Hardaway off the floor.
Yes, you could. But that was just one of those where I thought through the first half, and even in third quarter, I'm like, okay, this is fine. But when it came down to it, when they had a lead to prevent New York from going on an 11-1 run to end the game, you had to have your best player on the floor, your best defender on the floor.
I can't go 2-plus minutes without him on the floor.
Grant Hill pointed that out in real time as it happened on the TNT broadcast. Like, ooh, I don't know about pulling Asar Thompson out at this stage in the game.
They announce he picks up a foul, and if it's 5... All right, we got to make a tough call. 4 fouls? Play on. Stay on the floor.
It was only 3.
Was it only 3?
Yeah.
JB! JB! And what are we doing picking up a technical foul, too? I know he works these officials. I know he's got his guys back. We can't be throwing away points in what have been really close playoff games. Throw the number out, 248-539-9797. We will get to your phone calls, your ticket text. You can sum up the season. You can sum up last night. Why was that the reality that they couldn't close games out in the series? It's 97-1.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Jalen Brunson. He's a mother flopper. And he's a hell of a ball player at the same time.
Yep.
Pistons season over. Biggest reason? You tell us. And you want to sum it up. I think we're all proud of the progress. It's just frustrating to blow 3 different fourth quarter leads. A couple of them at home, too. Let's get to D in Southfield. D, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Good.
All right, man. Look, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, man. And here's the difference between our young Pistons and that veteran Brunson, basically. We don't have shot makers. We've got a couple of scorers, but we don't have shot makers. And what I mean, the difference is you can hit a shot from three-point range. Okay, cool. You can score your points. But Brunson, he can go down in the post. He can hit off the glass. He can go left. He can go right. He can shoot the three. He hit his free throws. Those are shot makers. Kay came down at least 5 times with that left-hand layup that was so hard off the glass, he missed it all night long. Whereas Brunson, when he goes to the hole and he shakes his man, whether it's off the glass, whether it's reverse, it doesn't matter. He reminds me of a guy that played in the 80s, like the Gervins and the Magics and the Birds. They make shots. They're shot makers. We don't have a shot maker yet. Got a couple scorers.
Yeah.
We don't have shot makers. And that's exact. Every time Brunson shoots, you think it's going in. I don't care where he's at on the floor. And that's some development that Cade has to have. He's got to get a running mate that makes some shots. We can't keep getting down in the first quarter against a good team like this and have to fight our way back the whole game. You know, it's just a variety of reasons. But basically, the number one reason was Brunson being able to make difficult shots.
Well, D, I also think it's when you're talking about a shot maker, it's a guy that at the end of the game is going to create his shot and is going to knock down his shot. He did that.
Absolutely.
And Cade was 0 for from behind the arc.
0 for 8, yeah.
And just never, I mean, tell me the big shot that he made in this series.
I mean, game 5, he had 13 fourth-quarter points.
So that's what we're talking about, but this is a 7-game series.
I know.
And it only went 6.
Look, he's taken a lot of heat on the ticket text, and I'm not trying to run cover for him. Last night wasn't good enough, right? He missed the shot in game 4 on his home floor. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to run cover for Cade, but I do think people are losing sight of the plot. This is his first postseason. He went 25-8-8, and his second-best player is ... So, again, I'm not trying to run cover for the guy. He's got to play better, but anybody condemning Cade, like, we got this guy, he might be Robin. I'm not doing that today. Maybe you will, John. I'm not doing that today.
I'm not doing it, but I've been asking the question, when you give up big fourth quarters, I think we asked the question, why did they lose this series? Why did they lose these games? When they had fourth quarter leads of 8, of 9, of 7.
Can I ask a question? When we talked about Cade's development, we talked about putting shooters around him and how important that would be, and Langdon did add some dudes who hit some big shots. Do you realize outside of Malik Beasley yesterday, they made 3 threes? I mean, that's part of it. What did they shoot for this series from 3?
Right. They didn't help him out, but he took 8 of them himself and made none of them.
He's part of that.
The threes are a trend left over from last year, though.
Yes.
And Beasley wasn't on that team. So they've got things to correct. They made great strides. I do think they quickly developed a trend of can't close out games, and their superstar does not play well in the fourth quarter. You have to have a little more patience than the very first series he appears in. If this starts to happen again next year, this is all fair game. But you got to let a guy get some experience. You got to let him get a taste of it.
I agree. I'm not saying, like, hey, move on from Cade. I'm not saying that he can't be that guy. I'm just saying he wasn't in his first playoff series. He wasn't that guy. And whether it was game 1 where you wanted something, they go on a 21-0 run. There wasn't anything that Cade, who is, you know, the Batman on this team, this version of the Pistons, that he did to stop that run. And if you look at all the great players, there's always something that they do to stop that run. Now, that was one game, and we weren't going to jump all over them. They ended up winning game 2. But at what point, how frequently does it have to happen that Cade's not that guy, or it doesn't have that moment? And again, it is his first playoff series. I'm not going to condemn him, but it does raise a flag.
Okay, for now, right now, he's their Batman. And he may not be. Maybe he is a Robin long term. But can we at least allow him to have a sidekick? Because he doesn't have one.
Oh, he needs one.
Yeah,
he needs one. I agree. And I know there's going to be a long summer, list of names, guys will be made available, there'll be chatter in the NBA. Here's the difference. We get to participate in these conversations now. The Pistons have their future firsts. Mm-hmm. They have an attractive top 10 player in the league. He's going to be one of the all NBA teams, one of the first two. You have one of the 10 best players in the sport, young, a good culture, and you got draft capital to go out and get somebody. Yeah, I think that's going to be a huge narrative this offseason. I'm just going to challenge people. 25-8-8 in your first postseason, the list is very short. The list is very short. He has areas he needs to improve. Ticket texters are pointing that out. Texter says, Cade Klang Cunningham can't deliver in clutch moments yet. It's why they lost. He missed open looks in multiple games, hoping they learn and grow, Scott and Clawson. Cade missed the layup before the Brunson 3. He doesn't have the clutch gene. He missed late buckets like that in 3 or 4 games this series. Brunson showed Detroit the difference between a star and a superstar. That killer instinct took over. What makes me excited for the future is that Cade will only get better when he gets that same experience. He'll be unstoppable, Mike in Waterford.
Yeah, I think part of it is, how does that experience change what Cade does now in the offseason? Because he didn't have a chance to build on that experience. at any point in his career. Now he does.
Proud of the Pistons. Should have won the series? Yeah, maybe, but they lost by giving up fourth quarter leads throughout. As for the fans who want to call Brunson a bum, that bum clapped Detroit's cheeks all night long. Can't fight that.
Nope.
Keep the lines open. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Let's start with this. John,
yes.
Get a load of this.
Oh.
Listen, more than 1 billion young people are at risk for permanent hearing loss.
Well, since you guys call me old, I don't have to worry about that.
Well, it's
how is this?
Well,
because of AirPods or things?
There's a lot of things.
A lot of people went to that AC/DC show.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all because of that concert. No, but they do say an estimated 20% of teens already have some level of hearing loss, and that loss is typically permanent. Yeah, you shrug it off like, who cares?
No, I'm not shrugging it off like, who cares?
What
I'm like,
well,
how is it different than any other period of American history?
Well,
like, I don't think this is something new.
Maybe not.
Kids have listened to loud music before. Really?
They have, but but now this is a warning, right? Like, that's a huge number. 1 billion teens? Anyway, let me keep going before you keep dismissing me. By 2050, the World Health Organization expects nearly 2.5 billion people to have some degree of hearing loss. But this is a warning because they do say hearing loss is preventable, and the easiest thing you can do is avoiding loud noise exposure. And they do say the teens, we're listening to more, we have AirPods, we have headphones, we have all these different devices that we're constantly connected to that we're listening at high volumes. But also they do say attending a concert, for example, and loud noise exposure there. If you ever like leave a concert and you have muffled hearing, that's a sign that's not good. That's not right.
And well, when I left the AC/DC concert, I didn't have muffled hearing. Well, I could hear just fine.
Well, good. Then you're in luck.
I'm glad to hear that, John. I'm not rooting for hearing loss.
Well, no, I know that, but I know everybody's jumping all over me, or at least you guys are. Everybody else is calling you guys wimps for wearing...
I don't know. We had Marines on our side yesterday, Heather.
I'm all for protecting your hearing and protecting your body and anything you got, because it doesn't last forever. But anyway, other things you should be doing, and this is probably good for everyone.
I'll make sure to get my bubble out on the way home to protect me from everything.
Stop. But just wear your seatbelt, okay? Like,
of
course,
you can't
bubble. Put your car in a bubble.
I don't need a seatbelt.
Well, that annoying ding, which would actually cause hearing loss in my truck.
Yes. There we go.
Yes, that would be digging all the way home.
I'll show you, windshield.
Yes.
Just go get some. I haven't done this except in school when I was probably in elementary school. A hearing screening.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do that as well. If you're feeling that muffled hearing or ringing of the ear, go get a hearing screening and they can check for hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Colin has suffered from hearing loss. He had surgery.
Yeah.
And it really messed with him a lot when he was getting this constant ringing in his ear, in one ear in particular. And the options were either you get a hearing aid or you can try the surgery. And he opted for the surgery, which has really helped. So anyway, it is a thing. A popular Waterford restaurant was completely destroyed by a fire on Thursday morning. Flames were shooting out of the roof of Fork and Pint, and smoke was seen billowing from the building. This was right around 7 a.m. The fire crews from multiple cities were battling the blaze, but they were met with just some like heavy flames and collapsing of the building. So they couldn't battle the fire from inside because of the building just crumbling. There was one Waterford resident who says she could see the fire from her house right out the window. Thankfully, nobody was injured in the fire. There was a firefighter that suffered like minor injury.
Yeah.
And now there is an investigation underway to determine the cause of this fire. After 3 years as athletic director at Michigan State University, Alan Haller is out. So Michigan State announced Thursday that it is seeking a new athletic director, and Haller is leaving the university. His last day will be May 11th. So for now, Deputy Athletic Director Jennifer Smith and Tom Izzo will serve as co-interim athletic directors, obviously, as the university conducts its search to find a new leader. Now, Haller did have more than a year left on his 5-year contract, which was set to expire in August of 2026. So why? Well, questions.
I know. I think we all kind of were trying to figure that out. I don't know. The way the articles are written, it doesn't sound like it was his choice?
No.
Like he didn't give us 2 week notice, and so yeah, I don't know.
Then it's performance, right? That's the other reason.
Well, that's what you would, I mean, reading between the lines would think, but yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Heather with the news. All right, we got Pistons fans on hold. We're going to hear from you guys. You want to sum up the season? We want to hear from you, and we want to know why they lost this series. It's 97-1. If you're injured in a car accident, you're looking for help. You're stressed. You're in pain. Look for a law firm that really cares about you. That's KG Law. Lawrence KG and his team. It's true. It's just the way they do their business. 877-KG-CARES. They don't cut corners. They get you the biggest settlement possible, and they're not going to park your case and leave you in the dark. These things don't get settled overnight, but they're going to be with you every step of the way, working your case and fighting to get you that settlement. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Mark Champion on the call. Piston season's over. Blown fourth quarter leads in 3 of the 4 losses. They didn't win a home game in the series, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Fans showed up, showed out. The place was rocking. Left disappointed every time. Not disappointed in the season. I think we're all proud of the progress the Pistons made. The fight even in game 6 last night to get back into it, build a fourth quarter lead. But they lost. And we ask why. And we got a ton of ticket texts. We're going to read as many of them as we can. I want to prioritize people who are calling in this morning, taking time out of their busy morning. Let's get to Dave in Dearborn Heights. Dave, good morning.
Morning. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, just got to say this. I think Cade's a great player, and I'm hoping that he learns from this experience and the coaches seeing what we've seen. But he's got to take games over, man. I mean, that's the difference between being a superstar and a player. Fourth quarter should have been his. He's driving the lane, kicking it back out, looking to throw to somebody on the wing or for a three. Big players, the Jordans, even Brunson now, I got to say. Brunson has it. He's got that killer instinct. He took the game over. And if you don't have that, you're never going to win championships. We had it with Isaiah. We had it with the 2004 versions, with the Bad Boys, with the Chauncey, Rip, any one of them guys at any time could take the game over. And that's what's going to win you championships and move you on to the next round, is having the killer instinct. And I just don't see it in him right now. But it's young in his career, and I think he's a great player.
I'm happy you said right now, because I agree that there's another gear that Cade needs to get to. But I would caution the killer instinct narrative. Jordan passed to Kerr. LeBron dealt with this a lot early in his career. Why is he passing it? Because he's doubled, and it's the right basketball play. If the Pistons...
Last night's, I don't have any issue with him passing it last night.
No.
I mean, he was 0 for 8.
Yeah, that's my point, though. He has to be better, but I want to be very careful in the... You need to take bad shots because you're the highest paid player. That should never be the narrative.
No, I thought that was the right move. Somebody was going to take that shot, but it needed to either be Cade or it needed to be Beasley. Beasley was open. Beasley had the hotter hand, you know, at one point at least last night, and it was never Cade. So fine with him being able to make an opportunity for a teammate.
When you're the star player, I can't let you off the hook, right? He missed the shot in game four that could have won the game, and he was not good enough yesterday. But if you ask me the biggest reason they lose the series, it's these fourth quarters, and they didn't put Asar Thompson into the fourth quarter for most of the series. I mean, how much of that is on J.B. Bickerstaff? Why did Asar Thompson leave the game in the last couple minutes? I don't understand. You got a 5-point lead under four, and Asar Thompson's being checked out. Why wasn't Asar part of the closeouts early in the series? Because we saw how good he played on Brunson in game five. Brunson's going off for 40. Why did Asar only play 23 minutes last night? I mean, and then the other thing is, why is there no other guy we're looking at late in the game besides Cade? Because they have that in New York, and Detroit needs to get that. If they're going to get to the next level, Cade's got to get that extra gear, but they also have to have a true running mate for Cade Cunningham. I thought that was obvious in watching this series.
This year it was Beasley.
Yeah.
And in this series...
Well, he was a no-show for four of the six games.
Right, that's my point, yeah. is that that's your running mate, and when your running mate is not good or not up to par, even close to it for four of the six games, and you could even, you know, you could even go even further and say maybe it was one total game. It was the first half of the first game, and it was the first half of game six. So put together, you know, four quarters, but there was a lot more than that.
At times it was viewed as a strength. Like the Pistons don't have a clear number two, but they've got a collection of guys that all step up, right? Beasley with the threes, Asar on defense, Tobias is that stretch four mismatch in the front court. But they don't have a consistent number two. And it's going to be a huge discussion this offseason. 248-539-9797. Dave in Berkeley, you're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm shocked that no one ever says this because Cade is a star. We got to remember he did get us to the playoffs. It was a great series. Really could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if he wants to be a superstar like some of you are claiming, he needs to learn to play some defense. My man might as well be a matador with a red cape out there yelling Olay for whoever has the ball in front of him. He lets everyone go by him with very, very, very minimal effort.
I disagree.
I don't necessarily. I'm not going to sit there and criticize his defense. I don't think we've ever thought that he was a horrible defender. I don't think he's up for Defensive Player of the Year. But to me, it's more his ability to take over a game in the fourth quarter. And you could say both sides of the floor, but it's more offensively than it is defensively.
Look, if you want to call out some foot speed, I'm fine with the breakdown there. But the guy gets some steals on the perimeter, pokes loose balls. He's an underrated rim protector. And some of that's the length that he gives you from the point guard position. I don't think he's some big negative defender or black hole on defense.
No. It's not like we're talking about Luka.
No.
I mean, it's, you know, he even got called out by his head coach about, you know, but. Both Dallas, they got rid of him because he reportedly wasn't in great shape. They lost this series because he was reportedly not in great shape.
Let's get to Paul in Bay City. Paul, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Just want to let you know I appreciate you every single day.
Thank you.
Second thing, John, you were a little bit rough on Heather during the news, man. She didn't write the story. But it's okay.
Thank you.
Third thing.
I'm not allowed to ask questions. Well, let's hold on a second here. She put that story first to attack me first thing in the morning.
And I'm proud of her.
Thank you. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I thought it was, yeah.
Hey, John, you and I both vote. You were raised to respect people like Heather in their profession. So, come on. Don't go after her like that.
And moving on. Too. Wow, I didn't realize I was attacking you, Heather.
Well.
Yeah, John, lay off.
Gosh. Oh, you felt attacked?
I mean, I Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't. Stop it.
Paul, what's your basketball
point? What are you talking about sports for? Let's go.
Okay, so about Cade, man, you know, anybody who's saying that Cade isn't the guy, I'm calling BS on that one because he's done every single thing that we needed him to do. And when it came down to losing the series, for most of the series, we couldn't hit a three-pointer if we were shooting into the ocean. Okay, Cade passing, he was looking for a guy to hit a three, and people couldn't hit them. It's not because they're bad players. It's not because they were doing anything wrong. We were not good from behind the arc in this series. Plain and simple. That's why we lost it. If we'd have been better from behind the arc, we'd have been extend those leads. We would have been able to take care of some of those leads, and we would have won that series handily. They're going to take care of that. They're so young. Asar Thompson's been in the league for 14 minutes, and he's doing fantastic things. Ron Holland is so young. He's still the kid on the job site that's like walking through the dirt trail when people are trying to sweep up. You know, they're young. They're gonna grow up. This is fantastic experience for them. And if you look at those other championship teams, when they went to their first series, they had some growing up to do.
Yep.
Nobody came right out of the gate in their first series when they finally were getting things together and just went wham, bam, this is it. We got this. They're going to grow up. They're going to be great. I was excited to watch the Pistons this season for the first time in a long time. And that's what I wanted to say. And thank you very much again, because I listen to you guys every morning. And John, thank you for everything you do. Everybody out there appreciates you.
Thanks, Paul. Have a good day. I like a little fun back and forth.
I do too.
To defend Heather with that news story, I'm not quite sure she's had a story that affects more people in the world than that story in quite some time.
So the hearing loss?
So to do that story first would make sense. Not to take a shot at John.
Yeah, no, you can take all the shots you want. That's
I mean, probably no story's affected more people since you first announced COVID way back in 2019.
Possibly. Yeah, I announced COVID.
Yes. Yeah.
I announced it here first. Heather heard it from me.
She was in the Wuhan lab. She brought it over.
Yep, she did it best.
248.
She's making news great again.
Oh, God.
All the winning. By the way, John, have you heard Kenny Kotz, Trump?
No.
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal, is Kenny Kotz, okay. Donald Trump. 248-539-9797. Hey, to back up.
No.
That's his Trump.
A lot of, yeah, he does a really good one. How do we?
Off the rails.
What I was going to try to do to rein us back in, he brought up, hey, the Pistons and youthful and learning experience. I thought Jalen Brunson paid this team a great compliment at the end of this series. So he had his 40-point outburst. I think Pistons fans are irritated with the flopping, but have to respect Brunson, the closer. And Brunson's quote about the Pistons after the game, he said, they're not an up-and-coming team. They're here. And I think even Carl Anthony Towns gave them a shout-out, too, about how they made this series so tough on them.
Yeah, I mean, okay, he's got a punchable face. He's annoying to watch, but you have to respect him as a player, but I think most importantly as a competitor. He was the ultimate competitor in this series. And I wish the shoe was on the other foot, where it was Cade that hit that three, or Beasley that hit that three and was being able to chant at the crowd. The crowd was tough on Jalen Brunson.
From the jump, they booed him when he had the ball.
And that's fine.
Even when he wasn't shooting free throws, there's a stop and play. They were explicitly calling him out.
And so he hits that three and he's instantly, you know, he's egging on the crowd. That's all a part of being a competitor. You got to give and take.
Yep. Give it, take it, dish it, take it. 40 points from Brunson. One of the many reasons he was big time at the end of these games. One of the many reasons the Pistons season ended. We've got great response all morning long. We'll keep taking phone calls on it. You can sum up the season and you can tell us why the season ended. It's 97-1.
Hey, if you've been thinking about getting a new hot tub, this is your moment. I just got mine from Beninati Pool and Spa, and you guys, I'm in love. My husband and I have been using it to relax in the evenings, and we hop in after workouts. Plus, my kids love it too. My daughter is always asking when she can get in the hot tub, and it's just been an awesome way to relax with the whole family. Beninati Pool and Spa also made getting the hot tub super easy. They helped me pick out the perfect tub for me and my family. They delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help us maintain it as well. The whole process has been a breeze. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who can give you a personalized experience to help you find the right hot tub. And if you mention my name, Heather Park, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Also, until May 12th, get 0% interest for 60 months. Some exclusions do apply. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
It's Kate Cunningham.
That's part of that experience. When a loss like this in a series or in an individual game, when it affects how you train in the offseason, because you just know more about what it's going to take. You get an idea of what it would be, and you miss out on that feeling of winning a series, of moving on, and now the season is over. It does affect how you change or how you train, and it'll affect what they do next year in the postseason, but also in the regular season in preparation to get there. That's why when we've been preaching, and I've been talking about the Wings not being in the postseason with such a young team, and everybody says, oh, well, you don't want to get in and just lose. No, you don't. But you have to get in to experience it. Now Cade, now Asar Thompson, now all of these guys have that experience. How do they use it? What does it make them do moving forward?
Open lines. You guys have been great all morning. There's a lot of people who want to weigh in, sum up the season. We're all proud of the progress, but this series felt like one they should have won. They blew fourth quarter leads in three of their four losses. And there's moments that you'll reflect back on beyond the game four foul call, right? There's Cade missing the shot in game four at the end. There's the fact that Brunson went off for 40 yesterday while Asar Thompson only played 23 minutes. Like, there's a lot of things. I wish Asar had been used as a closer the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fair criticism of JB today, that they subbed Asar Thompson out in the final few minutes of that game. Even for a couple minutes, you can't have him leave the floor. You got back into it with defense. He's your Brunson stopper. Brunson goes for 40. That doesn't sit well with me that they took him out.
Yeah, and I don't know if he'll ever directly answer the question, but if you asked him one in a postseason press conference, hey, you know, what was the thinking behind when you had Asar Thompson on the court and when you didn't? Like, what was the philosophy that you were and how you were using him, and why did you take him out in game six?
Cade's getting the brunt of it on the ticket text and the phones this morning. And when you're the best player, that comes with the territory. I would caution people from making this a referendum. I know TJ Lang last night's already doing the Robin bit. 25-8-8 in your very first playoff series.
To whom much is given, much is expected.
And I would just ask people, who are the two best shooters on the Pistons coming into the playoffs? It was Beasley, and you could say Tim Hardaway Jr. They shot 33% and 30% from three in the series. This team did not shoot well enough around Cade. They did not play their best defensive player for big stretches in the fourth quarter. They made it harder on Cade because he doesn't have a true running mate. I'm still impressed with Cade and still feel like he is the Batman of this organization.
Sure, but when Jalen Brunson didn't have... Now, okay, they got more than just Karl Anthony Towns, but that's his number two. When his number two wasn't there, he didn't lose.
Yeah, but they gave up, what, five firsts for Mikal Bridges, and he was pumping in 20 last night. We don't have that guy.
No, we don't. But my point is, when on another team, when a star does not perform, Jalen Brunson made up the difference.
He did. You have to give it up to Jalen Brunson. Yeah. I know we don't want to.
No, nobody wants to.
But you have to give it up to Brunson. Ken in Detroit, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Good. Yourself?
So, I'm pretty good, man. So, I got to say, man, you guys pretty much already said what most people probably are thinking, at least I was thinking. Why take Thompson out? Why? As soon as you take Thompson out, Brunson shoves shoulder straight to the basket, gets the and one, then he takes shoulder right up under the basket again,
yep,
and gets the two-point shot. And it's like he played great defense. I feel like you took him out of rhythm. I can't blame Cade for the game. In no stretch of the imagination am I saying Cade and Anthony Edwards are the same type of player. Anthony Edwards goes 0 for 11 from 3, had a terrible game, only had 15 points, but Minnesota beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
Cade took the shots, 9 for 22, had a bad shooting game, but that's what we want from Cade. As a star, we want him to take the shots. It's a make-or-miss league. I'm proud of these guys. These guys had a great year. Everybody should be happy that we weren't even supposed to be there. So the fact that we played, we came in, played hard, I'm very proud of those guys. Even though I didn't agree with JB did last night, moving Thompson out the game, I think if we kept Thompson in the game, I think we win.
I do too.
But besides that, I just want to let the team know, Detroit, I'm very proud of you guys, man. You guys had a great season, and we got a great future. So I want to thank you guys for letting me come on and talk. Have a good day.
Hey, Ken, you're welcome anytime. Yeah, it's a pretty measured phone call. Cade did not make any threes, but he worked for some shots in the mid-range. I mean, he had some turnarounds. He was hitting shots in the game. I mean, he finished. He was the leading scorer.
Okay.
I'm looking around to see, is anybody else going to participate in this comeback effort, this win, this fourth quarter crunch time situation?
Well, we talked about him and his performances against the Knicks in the regular season. He had a 40-point performance. Needed one of those or multiple of those in this series. And it didn't have to be 40 points, but in game four, knocked down a shot from the elbow. In this game, you know, you just have to find a way so that another team doesn't go on an 11-1 run. Whether it's a big basket, it's driving, it's drawing a foul, it's dishing off to somebody else. And now in this one, at the very end of the game, I have no problem. Zero problem with him dishing it off to Malik Beasley for that final shot. I actually think it was a great setup. They yep. gave themselves the best chance for a good look at a good shot, and Malik Beasley just didn't catch the ball.
248-539-9797. I'm just going to go back to it. Asar Thompson comes out of the game with 3:52 left in the game. The Pistons are up 110-105. You have a 5-point lead. Mm-hmm. You got back in this game with defense. We raved about Asar on Brunson. Brunson's got 40 when all is said and done. Can I really afford a 2-minute stretch in the last 4 minutes without Asar on the floor? Everybody's brought up, and Dustin had it in his first update today, 11-1 run for the Knicks. You know when that run started, John? When Asar Thompson left the basketball game.
Well, it was...
I don't think you can defend
they
that.
They were up 7 with 2:35 left. And, I mean, that... So it's not all that Thompson just was out of the game. They still were able to maintain a lead, but it's really those final 2 minutes. What are you going to do in the final 2 minutes of a game? We talk about it all the time in football. It's the final 2 minutes of the game. Whose hand do you want the ball in? Yep. Josh Allen or Jared Goff?
Yeah, when Asar checked back in, it was 1:23 left, and the lead had been cut to 2.
Right, 110-112. Yeah.
And look, at the end of the day, Brunson still cooked Asar on the final possession of the game. I just wanted to see Asar on as many possessions as possible, smothering Brunson, because maybe it's a shot that gets missed somewhere along the way that makes the difference in this game. We got more calls to get to. 248-539-9797. On Fridays, we have the cookie jar. That's at 7:35. And if you stayed up really late last night, you saw the Tigers come back in the eighth. They got homers from Javi Baez.
Javier.
Back-to-back days, Javier goes yard. Mm-hmm. They got a home run from Dingler that was big. They got a home run from Torkelson. And Torkelson, we've been waiting to do this. We're going to get that yodeler out. We're going to play the mountain climber game. We'll do that at 7:18. More of your thoughts on the Pistons next. It's 97.1.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.